We have got a special guest joining us via way of telephone right now, Dr. Ian Smith. He's a former host of The Doctors and a number one New York Times best-selling author. He's got a new book. And first of all, Dr. Ian Smith, it's good to have you on the program. How are you today?
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm doing great. I'm enjoying the new year and a lot of postseason football.
Okay. Awesome. Awesome. And, of course, this is a time of the year where folks trying to keep up with those New Year's resolutions. Sounds to me like you could provide them with a little assistance with your new book, Burn, Melt, Shred.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping. You know, I wanted to do something different this year, and I decided I was going to try to help as many people as possible, at least the first 3 months, even longer, to try to really finally lose weight. Excuse me. So many people talk about New Year's resolutions, how they want to lose weight. They do it for 3 weeks, and then they're off the plan. I wanted to create a plan that, number one, was affordable. And so the book is affordable. It's less than $8 to download it on Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com. But the foods are also affordable. So when you look into the book, these are foods you can find in any big box grocery store. You're not going to break the bank. You're not going to five different stores trying to buy all these different foods that you can't pronounce the names of. It really is how to lose weight on a budget, but also how to keep that weight loss off. So there's lots of flexibility in the plan. They're every day. It's a meal plan. So every day I give you your meals and snacks. But there are options. If you're a vegan, vegetarian, pescatarian, carnivore, gluten-free, it doesn't matter. You can make the plan work for you. And I think what people have enjoyed about the plan so far is that the foods are simple and they're fun. I don't say you can't have, you know, all these things. I say you're going to have some pizza, you're going to have some steak, some pasta, but we're going to do it in moderation and do it in a way that it's healthy. And here are some recipes in the back of the book, 20 recipes and snack recipes that you can cook, not just for yourself, but for the entire family. Once again, getting back to the affordability part, you know, some plans say, well, you know, you can only have these types of foods, so you end up cooking something for yourself and something goes to the family. No, and Burn, Melt, Shred, these recipes work for the entire family, kids and adults.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. So this is, sounds like a family-friendly activity that your family can kind of set up some sort of system of accountability.
Absolutely, it's family-friendly. You know, I have kids. My kids, you know, love to cook. They love the snacks in the book, particularly those cheesy stuffed tomatoes, which taste like little mini pizzas. This is something you can do with your kids. Bring your kids in the kitchen. We've learned that when kids are more interactive with shopping and preparing meals and snacks, that they become more mindful of what they're eating and why they're eating it. And so people should take advantage of these recipes. Have fun. The recipes are very simple, not a lot of ingredients, very affordable, but it maintains the taste, and people and kids are excited to be able to see what their creations come out to be at the end of the day.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Now, of course, most families have pretty busy schedules, and there's a lot of preparation involved with eating healthy. So how do you, I mean, how do you help folks find that balance in time? Because there are only so many hours in the day, and sometimes eating healthy can be time-consuming.
Yeah, I'm very sensitive to that. You know, I grew up with a single mom who was working three jobs to make ends meet. She didn't have a lot of money, didn't have a lot of time. In fact, when I wrote Burn, Melt, Shred, I thought about, could my mother back in the day follow this plan? Could she afford the food? Could she find the food? And then did she have time to cook it? So you will see these recipes are very fast, 30, 35 minutes, 40 minutes maybe. But you talk about being able to make it work. Some of the recipes create multiple servings. For example, that turkey chili, the tongue-licking turkey chili, which is delicious, it's 6 to 8 servings, making one recipe, 6 to 8 servings, $18 for all the ingredients. You're talking $2 to $3 per serving. So you can eat a couple of servings with your family, put the rest in the refrigerator, heat up for lunch the next day or dinner in a couple of days from now. And so a lot of the recipes in the plan are about how do you economize meal preparation, and how do you do it in a way where you're not obsessing over spending oodles and oodles of time trying to prepare all the foods.
Awesome. You know, and this time of year, Dr. Smith, is a time where we're being inundated with all kinds of different programs designed towards weight loss, getting healthier and whatnot. How is your program different from other ones?
The first first thing I would say is that no one program works for everybody. There are a lot of good programs out there, but what consumers have to do is look at programs. Look at the foods in the program. Are the foods affordable? Are they tasty? Would you like them? Are you getting enough of them? Can you actually find them in your local grocery stores? So look at the programs and be a smart diet plan consumer. Now, once you do that, then people have to say, well, is this philosophy of the program work? My program is all about forgiveness. So some programs, if you mess up on a day or a meal, you got to start all over again. With Burn, Melt, Shred, I build forgiveness into the program. I build flexibility into the program. And so I think that people need to be wise consumers, and not just because you see something, you know, on the cover of a glossy magazine or you read that some celebrity used this diet to lose weight. Look at the plan itself and see if it works for you. Every week of my program is different. We do a little bit of this, a little bit of that, so I keep it exciting so you're not doing the same thing all the time. So I think my program offers a lot to people, and people should also realize I'm offering me, right? So you can join my Facebook group where you can ask me questions. I do 3 live sessions a week in Facebook. The name of the group, of course, is Burn, Melt, Shred, the title of the book. I also do Zoom coaching sessions. So if you're not on Facebook, but you want to still follow the plan and you need to ask me questions, send me an email, burnmeltshred@gmail.com.
That is awesome. And I'm trying to remember, Dr. Smith, I'm familiar with you through so many things. You've been around for quite a few years. I think my first, the first time I remember seeing you was on a VH1 program. Did you help out with, what was it that you were on VH1?
Yes, wow, you're going back in the day. Celebrity Thick Love, yes.
Okay.
And, that was a very, that was a fun, successful show. We were helping celebrities lose weight. It was a weight loss competition show, and I missed that show. So did a lot of fans, but thanks for remembering that.
No, I remember watching that show. Back in the day, VH1 used to have some pretty good shows, and that was certainly one of them. And it was definitely encouraging. I think that the celebrities that you had on the program were really receptive to your encouragement.
Yes, it was very effective, and I think that it really, even I always said this, even though I was working with celebrities, I really was working with the viewer at home. I was trying to talk to them through the celebrities. So while the celebrities were in front of me, I made sure that my advice and my information always could translate to the person at home who really wanted to make a change in their life. And so I enjoyed doing the show, and it touched millions of people, and who knows, maybe we should reboot that show.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Well, it was definitely entertaining. And for those of you just joining us, my guest this segment, Dr. Ian Smith, he is the former host of The Doctors, also a former guest on VH1's Celebrity Fit Club. He's also written a new diet book entitled Burn, Melt, Shred. So let's talk about the shred component, Dr. Smith.
Yeah, the title of the book is Burn, Melt, Shred. It's burn calories, melt the fat, and shred the pounds. And so these are all the things that we want to do to not only feel better, but to look better. And so, you know, the shredding part, really, there's a part of the book that involves some intermittent fasting, not starvation, intermittent fasting, which is very popular, very successful, proven to be very, very beneficial for many reasons. But we shred pounds because we are doing a little bit of intermittent fasting. We're eating a little cleaner. We're moving a little more. We're doing everything just a little better. Not perfect, and I say in my author's note in the beginning of the book, this is not a book about perfection. I'm not asking you to eat perfectly. I don't eat perfectly. I'm not expecting that. But we can do a little better in these different categories. And when you add up this incremental improvement in the different categories, you get big changes.
See, when I saw shred, I was thinking about the workout component to losing weight. I mean, obviously, you got to eat right, but working out is obviously a big part of that.
Yes, it is. And in the book, and I say all the time, people can lose weight just by eating better. People can lose weight just by exercising. But if you want to lose the most weight and keep it off the best, you have to do both of them. It's a 1-2 combination punch. And so, yes, in the book, I give exercises that you can do. I give recommendations. And these exercises are at-home exercises. Some people can't afford to go to the gym, back to the affordability part of the program. Some people can't afford to go to the gym, or they don't want to go to the gym, or they can't get to a gym. And so I make sure in the book I give you exercises you can do right at home. All you need is some floor space in your living room, basement, master bedroom, whatever it is. You just need floor space. And so I give these exercises that people can do in the book, and 30 minutes, 4 or 5 days a week, you can break it up, 15 minutes in the morning, 15 at night, it all works.
Awesome. We are rapidly running out of time, but again, if people want to get more information, where do you recommend that they go?
Please go to my Facebook group, Burn, Melt, Shred, and join us. Also on Instagram, it's at Dr. Ian Smith, spell the doctor out, I-A-N Smith, and you can email me, burnmeltshred@gmail.com.
The author of the new diet book, Burn, Melt, Shred, Dr. Ian Smith, my guest this segment. Thank you so much for your time, Dr. Smith.
Thank you. Take care.